The high school comedy Charlie Bartlett was originally set to open in movie theaters last August, just before the school year started. Then it got postponed, which is not usually a good sign in the movie business. But critic Bob Mondello says sometimes taking a semester off can be a good thing.
Charlie Bartlett is a sweet, smart, very privileged kid who has been kicked out of every private academy his overmedicated mom has sent him to. He's now about to start at a public school, and he knows there's a decent chance he won't fit in there either.
Mom, I think I might take the bus in tomorrow.
Really? I was going to have Thomas drive you.
I know, but I don't think anybody else is going to show up as a chauffeur.
You're probably right.
Have you taken your Klonopin today?
I haven't. Where do you suppose I put that?
Probably in your purse.
Oh, there you are. What would I do without you, Charlie?
Charlie's pretty conversant with psychiatric drugs. His family has an analyst on call, which means he's also internalized the language of psychiatry. And while that didn't set him apart in prep school, it gives him some advantages in public school. With a little anger management counseling, he's soon tamed the school bully. And when the other kids notice that, they start lining up to have him counsel them, too. In a makeshift office he sets up in a school restroom, Charlie sits in one stall, his patients sit in the next.
I just can't handle this place. Well, duh, dude. This place sucks. But I just worry that one day we're gonna look back at high school and wish we'd done something different. So maybe you should,
get breast implants. I mean, a lot of my friends are getting them.
Well, that's up to you, but speaking as a guy, it's kind of a turnoff when a girl isn't cool with being herself.
I'm not saying that I'm gay. Just what if, you know, I'm not attracted to girls?
Well, at least you're attracted to somebody.
Charlie doesn't just offer common sense advice. He also does unto his classmates as his shrinks have been doing unto him, becoming the school's unofficial psychopharmacologist, dispensing prescription antidepressants that he and his mom don't need, at which point he is, predictably, an outcast no longer. Now, being an outcast has been a popular problem in teen movies since those Ferris Bueller Breakfast Club pictures John Hughes made back in the 1980s, and first-time director John Pohl seems to have found his inner Hughes while working with a 21st century cast. Anton Yelchin, downright charismatic as Charlie, Kat Dennings, smart and snarky as his girlfriend Susan, and in a casting coup, Robert Downey Jr., the ultimate teen bad boy back in the 80s, as Charlie's grown-up nemesis.
Is there a private school you haven't been kicked out of?
Why? You checking up on me?
Don't flatter yourself.
Sorry.
Principals have access to academic records. As you know, I'm the principal, and as principal, I will do my best to help you graduate with what you will need to survive in the world. But I'm not always the principal. Sometimes I'm other things.
Really? Like what?
Like Susan's father.
Oh.
Breezy and sitcom light, aimed at teens despite its R rating, the picture nonetheless has grace notes that will appeal to an older crowd. A melody runs through the film, for instance, that I couldn't place until it was finally given lyrics at a school assembly. It's "If You Want to Sing Out, Sing Out," the theme from that much earlier teen outcast movie, Harold and Maude. Sweet-natured, like its hero, Charlie Bartlett isn't nearly as edgy or as unpredictable as that picture, but the rules have changed since then, and Charlie Bartlett is as sweetly subversive as any teen comedy to come along since Ferris skipped school. I'm Bob Mondello.
Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, 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 you know that there are.